You're listening to another top-rated radio show on the USA Talk Radio Network.
Welcome to the American Hour with your host, Commander Tom Garcia, on the USA Talk Radio Network.
Good afternoon and good evening, everybody. This is Commander Tom Garcia broadcasting live from an undisclosed location in Dallas, Texas. Can't tell you why or how or what, but you know that I'm from South Florida. But that's where I am right now. And, of course, I'm joined by my lovely host, co-host, Paula Lazon Osman, broadcasting live from Boston, Massachusetts, home of the first Tea Party. Paula, how are you today?
Woohoo! We're up here in Boston, and I understand that Herman Cain's team will be running a live chat at their live stream channel during tonight's Republican presidential debate to be broadcast on CNN starting at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. He's hoping that he can be joined by everyone and to let him know what you think of the debate. You can go onto Facebook and share this with your friends, and you can, if you're on Twitter, you can follow him at the Herman Cain. The link to follow the live stream is www.livestream.com. It's the Herman Cain, and it's Herman Cain's live stream channel.
Awesome. Yes, don't miss that, folks. Tonight, the live presidential debate from New Hampshire. Now, did they say, is that going to be from Manchester? Did you happen to notice, Paula?
I did not, but I'm going to think, you know, assume that it's in the same place.
Yeah. So they're broadcasting that. Now, of course, if you haven't listened to the show recently, then you might have missed the fact that I have officially endorsed Herman Cain a couple weeks ago. And I have not announced this in the past, but the fact of the matter is that I am the Central East Regional Director for the state of Florida for the Herman Cain campaign, which encompasses four counties, Volusia County, Seminole County, Brevard County, and East Orange, so part of the eastern portion of Orange County, which is a big county. And so I've been very involved in the Herman campaign at this point, so I would have to say that I am absolutely a nonpartisan person in this presidential race. But the bottom line is I decided to endorse him. They contacted me because of my connections in Central Florida. And so we're pressing forward with supporting Herman Cain on the show and me personally as an individual. Now, if you're interested in getting involved in the Herman Cain campaign and want to know more about it, not only go to thehermancain.com, but you can go to the Team Cain dot Herman Cain, and whatever county in whatever state you live in, you can join up with all kinds of other people that want to get involved. And right now, if any other the other states are like us in Florida, they have just constructed a structure, a volunteer structure, that like what we have here in Florida now, of coordinators at the regional. Well, first of all, let me start at the state level, the regional level, the county level, and the city and township level. So you can get information and get in touch with people that have direct information about the campaign, and you can help out the campaign directly. So go to teamcain.hermancain.com and get involved. And whatever county you live in, that's where you'll sign up, and you'll be in touch with all the people. And I'll tell you what, Paula, I was shocked. I just learned about this site last week, and the first time I went on to find the four counties that I'm overseeing, how many people have spontaneously joined this organization and are working to help get this man elected. So it's quite motivating, and I find it very enthusiastic, the groups, the folks that are on there, and so please check that out. All right, so there's our campaign speech.
Tom?
But, yeah, go ahead.
Did I just let our listeners know that there is a primary schedule, debate schedule, out online? It's being done from the Sands Expo Convention Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. The sponsor is CNN and the Western Republican Leadership Conference, and it's at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on CNN.
Okay. Yeah, my bad. It's on CNN tonight out of Las Vegas. And I think the host of that is Anderson Cooper, 300 and dizzying, 60 degrees dizzying repetition, whatever that guy does on his show is ridiculous. But, yeah, Anderson Cooper's hosting that. So if you like Anderson Cooper, go right ahead. And, you know, you don't have to care about Anderson Cooper. You want to see the debate. All right. Now, we've also got our good friends Dick and Ann Birnbach joining us from Port Orange, Florida. Dick, Ann, how are you tonight?
We're doing good, Tom. Doing good. Thank you.
Okay, we've got a special guest that has been on here before. Now, if you've seen the press releases and the advertising that we have done, you'll know who this guest is. But if you don't know who this guest is, we're going to play a little intro music, and, of course, we'll close out the show like usual with one of his songs. But I'm going to play the music. If you know who this is, call us, let us know. Of course, you might have seen the press and that sort of thing. But in any case, here we go. Guess
Mr.
who our special guest is today?
You're silly, lost, and short of life. It's just a socialistic scheme. The only thing it will do is kill the American dream. You want to take from achievers? Somehow you think that's fair. And leave these tidbits to those folks who won't get out of their easy chair. We're having a tea party across the plain. If you love this country, come on and join our band. We're standing up for freedom and liberty.
Oh, yeah.
Because patriots have shown us freedom and freedom.
Okay, yeah, you guessed it. It's Lloyd Marcus. He's on the show today straight from his recent whirlwind tour with the Tea Party Express, not to be confused with the Occupy Wall Street flea baggers, or also known on the Mark Levin show as the Parasites on Parade. No, a true Tea Partier, patriot, and American, Lloyd Marcus. How are you tonight? Lloyd, thank you for joining us.
Hello, Tom, my patriot brother, and hello, Paula, my patriot sister. I'm doing fantastic.
All right. Awesome.
Hey, Tom, I have to ask you, though, are you supporting Herman Cain because you believe only a black guy can beat the black guy?
Shame on you, Lloyd.
No, that's a good question, Lloyd.
Because so many people have said that to me. Like, I support Herman Cain because of who Herman Cain, because of the man, you know. But a lot of people have been saying strategically we need to fight a black guy with a black guy. So, like, I'm just rather curious, why are you supporting Cain?
Well, first of all, this is news to me. I didn't know Herman Cain was black. I hadn't noticed. But second of all, as a Top Gun fighter pilot and strategist and career military guy, I want the best fighters on the front lines, and that's why I'm supporting Herman Cain. It has nothing to do with anything other than his strategy, his tactics, what he's talked about, what he stands for. And quite honestly, I am sick and tired of career politicians. He's clearly not a career politician. So I love all of those things about him, and whether he's black, white, green, purple, I don't care. He says the right things, and his heart's in the right place, and he is a true man of conviction, and I believe in what he says.
Amen, brother. Like, I could not have said it better myself. You know, and now I wonder, how is the left going to handle, like, all of these white Tea Party racist folks rallying around Herman Cain? How are they going to spin that into racism?
Well, they will spin it, and you know, because they lie on the left. They lie about everything. But the fact of the matter is, the Tea Partiers who were labeled as racists are all, I mean, overwhelmingly, I can't tell you, almost every group in Central Florida that I go and talk to, a vast majority of their membership are rallying behind Herman Cain. So to say that they're racist, oh, no. This clearly shows that what we care about is liberty, our Constitution, our Declaration of Independence. That's what matters most to us, and Herman Cain is the man that can deliver on all those.
I absolutely agree with that I have been on five national Tea Party Express tours. I have been to over 300 Tea Parties nationwide. I have met these people. I have fellowship with these people. They are not racist, and they are not stupid. They are well educated. They are well informed. They are good, decent folks, and that's why it just infuriates me when I hear this knucklehead, Sean Penn, just the other day, called the Tea Party racist again. That so infuriates me because I know these people.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Here's the thing about guys like...
Cents.
Yeah, go ahead, Dick, please.
Marcus, Dick Birnbach here.
Hey, Dick.
Yeah, Mr. Marcus. Regarding Mr. Kane, you look at who the press is saying is the leaders within the run for the Republican nomination, and you look at their background leaves much to be desired. What they stand for leaves a lot to be desired. The press is scared to death of Mr. Kane.
Amen.
They're scared of what he stands for and what he will do. Ronald Reagan, he is not. But he will come in so close as far as he will run the presidency, and he will put us back on track. That
Amen,
is why
brother.
People are supporting him. We don't, like Tom said, we don't care what his color is. We don't look at the color. We look at the man.
And something else also is that character matters. You know, I don't know if y'all remember a while back, Herman Cain stumbled. Herman Cain stumbled when they asked him about right of return, and he didn't know what that was. Well, good Lord, a president is surrounded by tons of advisors, and he can get the information he needs, but you need the right man there to make the right decision. And most people love Herman Cain because he's a man of character, and everybody sees that, and he means what he says, and he says what he means. Good Lord, what a concept in a politician.
Yeah. Well, Lloyd, you make a really good point. And, again, I'm going to go back to put my military hat on. And this was something that my good friend Colonel Bob McKean said to me. He said, Tom, you remember when you were in the Navy, and Bob McKean, Colonel Bob McKean was in the Army for 30 years. But he said, remember when you were in the Navy, every time you had a new job within the Navy, it was a job you've never done before. It's a job that you had to learn fast, and you had to get results, and there were no excuses or exceptions, and that went on for your entire career. You were always doing jobs that you've never done before.
Exactly.
But the way a leader in the military succeeds is precisely what you just said, Lloyd. He makes sure that he has people around him that are competent, and you can figure that out very, very quickly, and you rely on them, and you learn very, very quickly, and if you're a true leader and a good leader, you will do very, very well. Now, if you're like our current president, you're a terrible leader, you don't learn well, you're arrogant and you're stubborn, and you end up, I guess I'll just say it real simple, you suck. So,
thank you.
Herman Cain has proven himself in the business world. He does very well and learns quickly at things he's not done in the past, and he will do that as president. But he's learned the life lesson of how to succeed, and that's what we need.
Right. Well, you know, and speaking of that, the thing that makes me so against Barack Obama is his lack of character. The fact that this man has done everything in his power to divide this nation around along racial lines just to fulfill his socialistic agenda, I find that despicable. And also, I feel like Obama is the president of the stupid, lazy America. I mean, because every single speech that this guy gives, it really appeals to stupid people. It appeals to the lazy. It appeals to the people who think they are entitled. And it appeals to the people who think that they're entitled to the hard work of other people. And that it just infuriates me, and it turns my stomach because it's so low rent. Ronald Reagan, like every time I heard a Ronald Reagan speech, I was a young man, but like every time Ronald Reagan opened his mouth, I felt good about myself and good about my country. Obama is always driving our country down, and he's always lowering standards, lowering expectations. I think he's horrible for America, and if we don't get rid of him in this next election, we're in big trouble.
You got it, brother. Absolutely. That's the problem. We've got to get rid of him, absolutely, because he is the enemy of the state right now. He is the biggest single danger to this nation with his policies, and once he's a lame duck president, he's got nothing to lose, nothing, zero. So
I don't know if I'm the only person that sees this, but what I see in his act, Mr. Obama, I won't call him president because he's not a president. That is a title that you earn, and he hasn't earned it from me. Mm-hmm. But he does not like the black people. He does not like the people on welfare. He does not like the Mexicans coming across the border. What he likes are the votes. He's not going to do a thing for those on welfare. He doesn't like them. He does not associate with the black people. He's a Muslim.
And something else also, we have all of these black, I call them liberal plantation slave overseers. I'm talking Harry Belafonte, and I love Harry Belafonte's music, but I'm talking Morgan Freeman, and I love Morgan Freeman movies. I'm talking Tavis Smiley, like all of these black people running around who are driving down Herman Cain and driving down the Tea Party, and I'm thinking, anybody with common sense, why on earth could you possibly not like Herman Cain? If you're a black person, here is a man who should be a shining example to all of black America of what can be achieved via education and hard work and doing the right thing. So why would they not promote a Herman Cain, because that's not their agenda. Their agenda is to keep blacks on the liberal plantation, convinced that they are victims in the greatest land of opportunity on this planet, and that the white man is staying up late figuring out ways to keep them down, and the only way they can survive is they keep voting for Democrats to keep those racist white folks off their backs, you know, and Herman Cain throws a cog in that whole paradigm, because the Herman Cain says, I was born in America, I went to school, I did the right things, and I have been extremely successful, and that's why they hate Herman Cain. That's why they hate Condoleezza Rice, and that's why they hate Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. Good Lord, 70% of black kids in America today are not graduating high school. Why? High school education is free. 74% of black babies are born out of wedlock. Back in the 1950s, when racism really was a problem in America, most black kids grew up in two-parent homes. Today, 74% of black kids are growing up in single-parent homes. Why are these people continue to vote for Democrats?
Do you know why they're doing it?
Yeah.
I can answer your question, Mr. Marcus.
Racism is part of it. And what Herman Cain said, they have been brainwashed. That's what's so frustrating to me. I've heard educated black folks still totally ignoring the numbers, and they just love Obama. It's crazy.
It's got to be frustrating for you. Well, Lloyd, we brought you on to talk about something specific, and that is, what can we do to get Americans, American patriots of black, African heritage, whatever you want to call them. I just hate referring to anybody, but we are going to single it out tonight. I like talking about Americans, but we are going to talk about it because it is a problem. How are we going to convert, or not so much convert, but just bring black Americans to the conservative side of the aisle? Because quite honestly, when it comes to social issues, black Americans are some of the most conservative Americans there are. But when it comes to voting, they vote for the very people that are the most liberal, anti-American, anti-country, anti-constitution, but it's just become a habit. I don't know what else to say about it. So What do you see as some good strategies and good tactics to bring Black Americans into the fold where they really belong?
I think we take the Tea Party to them. And this is what I have been trying to do for a couple of years, but it takes the funding to do something like that. The Tea Party Express, that's an awful lot of money to do something like that. And I would love for someone to fund some tea parties in Black colleges and going to some Black neighborhoods, because I believe if they could hear Herman Cain live, there's a Black conservative, Kevin Jackson, and there's a whole list of them. I can't think of them now, but like, if Black people could hear those guys live, common sense would tell them, hey, these guys are speaking the truth. Because right now, the only thing that most of Black America hears is what they hear on them via mainstream media. My brother David is a perfect example of what you're talking about. He's a football coach. He's a community leader. He works hard every day. But he thinks the Tea Party's racist, you know, because he's heard it on television. You know, most of my family thinks the Tea Party's racist because they heard it on television. I go, guys, I'm riding on the bus.
Mr. Marcus, let me ask you a question.
Nobody has attempted to lynch me. It's been quite the opposite. I've been overwhelmed with love. But
Mr. Marcus.
Pardon?
Your brother, may I ask what state he lives in?
He lives in Maryland.
Oh, darn. Well, that's okay. Why doesn't he take the initiative to go to some 9/12 meetings or a few Tea Party meetings, see what's being said, take notes, and then do his own research to see if they're lying to him? Are they telling him the truth? And to see how the people receive him.
Because a majority of Black Americans will not do that. Now more and more of them are doing that, because especially on this last Tea Party Express tour, I saw a lot more Black faces than I have ever seen. And I have been talking to these people, and they say, well, I was in the military, and I saw the effects of socialism overseas, and some of them, I've just started my own business, and I've been shocked with all of the government regulations. So, like, a lot more of them are seeing the light. But to me, we have to take the message to them.
Yeah, that sounds well.
How do we get it to them?
Well, I think what you're talking about, Lloyd, is a Tea Party Express tour that goes into Black communities and, as you said, Black colleges. I mean, that's the perfect place to start, really, the youth. We've got to get to the youth. And it's going to have to be – it's sad. It's true. It can't be guys like me and even somebody with a name like Garcia. It's going to have to be guys like you, Franz Cabro, Kevin Jackson, folks like that, to go in there listen to us. We're talking straight to you, and I think you guys would have a huge impact. So maybe that's, you know, we've got a real huge task ahead of us here, and that is getting a conservative president elected. But I'm going to take some notes down here, and this is something we're going to have to consider, is maybe our next big effort in this country is going to have to be just that, getting folks like you, true patriots and American heroes like you, Lloyd, out there into these communities and expressing your beliefs and your knowledge of the history of this country and the Constitution, and start educating some of these other communities around the country. And it's not just Black communities. It's going to be some other communities that are going to need some educating. Yeah. So that may be our next big thing to do.
And something else also, I think that we could start with just a 5 to 10 city tour, because we have this wonderful thing now called YouTube. And and that has amazing power. A perfect example of that, I did this rally in Tampa with Alan West, and just off of the cuff, they asked Alan to come on stage and say a couple of words, and Alan West spoke 10 minutes off the cuff from his heart, and that video got 6 million views. See, that's a whole new power that we have now. So, like, I believe if we could do some rallies at some black colleges and all that, no, the media would probably ignore us. But now that we have YouTube, that video could go everywhere, because I believe if black America saw the truth and heard the truth, they will get it. The bulk of them will. Now, there's a whole segment that are just hardcore racists, and they're going to vote Obama no matter what. And those ladies who were waiting for something from Obama's stash, well, they're just lazy parasites. We don't want them.
Yeah. Well, you know,
Lord,
I can
tell you. If you did something like that, how many of them would just say you're an Uncle Tom?
Oh, do you know, like, that is so.
I know you're
I
not.
Don't care.
I know you.
I don't care. And I get that a lot. But, like, but guys, when you know you're right, it don't matter what anybody calls it. If you're on the right side, that crap doesn't matter.
Right.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying.
I agree.
Absolutely.
No, you're absolutely right. And isn't that what Dr. Martin Luther King said? It's not the color of your skin. It's the character of who you are. It's your character. That's what matters. And most Americans see that and understand that. Unfortunately, we become a depersonalized society in some ways, because we can send emails, we can get on the internet and blog, and we can do things that we're disconnected from people. But when you walk up to somebody face-to-face or sit in a crowd and watch Lloyd Marcus talk and sing to that crowd and the other people that come out at a Tea Party rally, they're real people. And you can't deny their patriotism and their love for this country and their honesty. And that's exactly why we've got to get out into those communities, because the mainstream media is destroying, through their lies, what this country was founded upon.
Well, and something else, too, we are basically talking politics 101, because every professional politician that I have spoken with, they say they have gotten the most votes from knocking on doors, from going to the people, you know, going to the community center, going to the schools, going to the churches. So you get votes by going to the people, and I think that that's how we get the black community. Politics 101, we go to them, and we take the message to them. We take conservative rappers, and yes, I've met several of them. We take Herman Cain. I think we take Hispanics too, and I have no problem with taking some white folks too, because I kind of like that we're all in this together thing. But I do agree that the bulk of the speakers should probably be black speakers.
Yeah, at least in the beginning, just to get things rolling.
I would like to add to that, Lloyd. When I talked to you about this at the Tea Party bus stop that you made in this area, Dr. King, when he did his march, he had so many whites behind him. And granted, they were mostly northern whites, which I am one of. I don't think they would have gotten as far as they did if so many whites weren't marching with them. Myself, I would love to get up in a black church with a man like you or anybody that knows what they're talking about and talk to these people. Not talk at them, talk to them. There's a big difference in how you address the people. You can talk to them like they're a bunch of idiots, or you can talk to them like they're people.
Oh, what are you talking about? Hillary Clinton going to a black church and going, I know where's tired, y'all. I mean, give me a break.
That was
give
such
a
disgrace.
Well, I am not going to pour water on your shoes and tell them it's raining. No.
Some of these Democrats are such lowlifes. It's just unbelievable. They're just so disgraceful. And the media just fawns all over that. You know, it's this Occupy Wall Street thing. I would like somebody to go to these folks on Wall Street and ask them, what kind of government do you want to see in the future here in this country? A Republican form of government or some other type, and tell us what? I guarantee you these parasites are all going to tell you some kind of socialistic or democratic. I mean, yeah, we have a form of democracy, but they're going to tell you that. And here's the key. Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution says the United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a Republican form of government. When Barack Obama, Nancy Stretch Pelosi, Little Dick Durbin, the dumbest senator and vice president ever to serve in the history of our nation, Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, all side with these parasites. They are violating their oaths of office. They are siding with a group of people saying, yes, I like what they have to say, people that want to destroy our Constitution and want to violate that very article of the Constitution by destroying a Republican form of government. They all have violated their oaths of office. It's disgusting, and that's just one simple little reason we need to get rid of them, because they despise and hold absolutely no fidelity whatsoever to our Constitution, and they must go.
And also, so too, the media is trying to say that the Occupy Wall Street crowd are the majority. That is hogwash. A majority of Americans side with the Tea Party. The majority of Americans think like the Tea Party thinks, not like the Occupy Wall Street bunch thinks.
Exactly. No, that is true. They call themselves the 99%ers. They're not in the 1% of taxpayers, but they're also not in the 50% of taxpayers that actually pay some. They don't pay a thing themselves. So they're in the 47% of non-taxpayers, and of the non-taxpayers, they're probably of the 20%. Now, I'm not even giving them that much. They're probably of the 1% that don't even want a job. They just want entitlements, and that's where they are the absolute minority. I don't think they even represent 1% of the of America, because Americans want to succeed and get ahead, and every person has the dream of becoming wealthy and providing for their family and their children, and that is the American dream, not to sit home and be entitled to something like some spoiled brat that's 40 years old living in their parents' basement. That's the kind of parasites we got occupying Wall Street. And you've been to some big Tea Party rallies, Lloyd. Have you ever seen Tea Partiers violating the law, defecating in the streets, urinating in the streets, walking topless, getting arrested?
Absolutely not. Like, as a matter of fact, all of the Tea Party venues are left the way we found them, or even better than we found them. It's a whole different crowd, and that's why it makes me want to throw a brick through my television set, you know, like every time I hear the media talk about the Tea Party, because it's so absurd. I think a couple of weeks ago they've said something. I think some Democrats the Congressional Black Caucus said that the Tea Party wants to see black people lynched. You know, and they reported that as legitimate news. That's so off the chart nuts, and it just frustrates me so much that they get away with that nonsense. Like, I don't know, did y'all guys know I was on Fox and Friends a couple weeks ago?
Yes, exactly.
Well, like, they had this long list of stuff for us to talk about. And I wanted to take this moment on national television to basically defend the Tea Party against this stupid racism nonsense. And luckily, during the break, I asked Gretchen Carlson if I could talk about that, because they had all of these silly political questions that didn't mean anything. And thank God Gretchen said yes. She said, I will let you talk about that. And when we came back from the commercial break, she basically turned it over to me, and I was able to defend the Tea Party on national television. You know, but I believe that was a gift from God, because I just find this whole thing wrong and evil. And that's another thing, too. You can't say evil nowadays. I don't think that we are just in a political battle of right versus left, where the Republicans and the Democrats want what's best for America, but just have a different opinion of how to get there. No, I believe that we are in a battle of right versus wrong, good versus evil, people who love this country and people who want to destroy this country, who want to fundamentally transform this great country.
Well, you're absolutely right. Last night, Paul and I did a show that focused on Saul Alinsky and his book Rules for Radicals, which is the playbook for the left. And when you talk about good and evil, right and wrong, you're absolutely right, because in the beginning of the book, Saul Alinsky, who is one of the people he dedicates his book to? Lucifer, the devil.
Wow.
I mean, that's
hello?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
And he admires him as being the first rebel. I mean, it's just a disgrace. These people are such a disgrace. And now, what I've been meaning to ask you, you've done, I think you said, 5 Tea Party Express tours now, and the one that you most recently did and just got back from, would you say that you saw anything different? Were there any changes, anything that stood out on this particular tour?
Yes. The people are now way beyond, rah, 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 Obama sucks. No, they are organized. And they're educated. I mean, I talk to so many people that have written books. I've talked to so many people that has started different organizations. I met some folks in California who have started an organization to fight voter fraud. I've met organizations who are helping people to understand and learn the Constitution. That's what's kind of fantastic and different. The rallies are not just rah-rah sessions that we are pissed off. No, they're almost like people are simply coming to the rallies now to be inspired to continue on with what they are doing. But, like, we are moving, we are organizing, and people are working.
It sounds a little bit more like a celebration.
It is. I try to do that at every stop. On this particular tour, you know, I call this my ministry tour, because
sounds like a good title, ministry tour.
Yeah, well, like I was going to say, because every time I walk, before I walk on stage, I always say, God, give me what you want me to give them. And so I have never phoned a performance and I've never said, oh, this is a small rally, I'm not going to give it my best or whatever. No, I think that those people came for a specific reason, and God put me there to give them something. And I just really felt like that this tour, my job was basically to encourage them and to do that through music, to continue doing what they've been, what they are already doing for our country.
Awesome. That's awesome. Now, I want to ask you, are you going to be at the Florida Tea Party Convention, the first ever? It's going to be in Daytona Beach.
I sure
okay.
am. I'm scheduled for that Saturday night.
Oh, awesome. Are you going to be performing for us there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, well, I'm going to be there on Friday and Saturday. I can't stay for Sunday, but I will see you there, Lloyd. It's going to be a pleasure to see you again, and I'll tell people right now, I've seen you on several occasions, and you must say a prayer before you go on stage because you always knock them dead every single time and give a great performance, and I'm glad that you're going to be at this Tea Party convention because I expect there's going to be a lot of people there. We're going to have a really good time. It is going to be a celebration of what a wonderful nation we live in and just how we are going to keep it that way. And where can people find out more about you on the internet, Lloyd?
They can go to LloydMarcus.com. Oh, and they can also check out the campaign to defeat Obama.com. I am the chairman there. Campaign to defeat Obama. And we, as a matter of fact, we just started running ads against Mitt Romney because this is not a time to put another McCain light to run.
Exactly. Well, and you're right. Herman Cain is the man. I'm glad he came along because he's made a difference in this field of it. I mean, he's had a meteoric rise in the polls, and there's a reason for that. That doesn't just happen. It's not a popularity contest.
He really has. And I can remember a couple of months ago, Bill O'Reilly saying, Herman Cain just needs to drop out of the race because he does not have a prayer.
Yeah. Well, that just goes to show what does Bill O'Reilly know, not
him. Right. Yeah, I know.
Well,
can I say something here for a second?
Yeah, go ahead, Dick.
A bit ago, you were talking about what the Tea Party people are like, how they leave an area even cleaner than it was before they came into it. I would like to remind you folks of the March on Washington and the million-some people that were up there.
Absolutely.
When it was over, there wasn't a bit of litter. Everything was thrown in trash cans rather than on the ground. Now, let's take another date earlier, the inauguration of Barack Obama and his party. It took them 3 days to clean the trash off the streets in Washington. That is what Obama attracted.
Yeah.
All of those films are on YouTube.
Well, like I said, I think that we have two Americas. We have our America and we have Obama's America, and it's for the low lives, the lazy, the stupid.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I have something to say about cleaning up trash in Washington, Dick. In November.
I knew you were going there.
You know where I'm going. In November of 2012, it's only going to take one day to clean the trash out of Washington this time. And we're going to do it with Herman Cain.
I received a mailing, and I don't know why I got it. It's from a gun store in the Florida area here where I live. There are only going to be 50 of them manufactured, and they're selling for like $35,000.
I thought it was almost 50.
Almost 50? Okay. The original Gatling gun.
Perfect for home defense.
Pardon?
Perfect for home defense or a lazy man's way of fishing.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Well,
I looked at him and I said, why would you say that?
And I asked y'all guys a question. What do y'all think of the state of our country at the moment, Tom?
Well, we're in a part of it is a state of confusion. A lot of good-hearted Americans don't know what hit them. They thought they voted with their hearts for something that was just a saying that really meant something else, and they're stunned. But many of Americans that were stunned, say, 6 months ago are getting over it, and more will get over it in the next 6 months. And by the time the next election rolls around, the stun gun will have worn off and people have realized they've been bamboozled. But as far as, economy, debt, joblessness, things like that. I truly believe this is recoverable, but we need a leader, a true leader, who is not trying to destroy and pull down the economy so that he can build up on the rubble of this destruction some new socialistic enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
That's my...
Dick?
Dick, go ahead.
Okay. First, let me make a prediction. Well, we are in bad shape, but we have to look at how long have we been going down this road? For a long, long time, almost when our republic started. They've been trying to tear us apart for a couple hundred years. Lately, they've gotten stronger. We're trying to undo the damage in a couple of years that they've been doing for over 100 years. We've got a monumental task ahead of us. We don't have that much time. But I think the Democrats are going to throw us a curveball. I don't think the Democrats will support Obama for a second term.
Oh, brother, I think you're wrong. I think that they are stuck with the black guy.
Because I believe
those who live by the race card die by the race card. And they put Obama there, and it was all about race. And I think they're stuck with Obama. You know, they are. I know, like a lot of folks said that they are going to a primary Hillary, and I seriously doubt that if that ever happened.
Let me tell you my reasons for thinking this. Number one, the Democrats love controlling the White House a lot more than they love Obama. They don't really care about Obama. They want the White House.
That's true. Yeah.
Now, there's no doubt things have been messed up, and we have gone downhill in his presidency. He's one of the presidents that's considered worse than Jimmy Carter, which is pretty low on the totem pole. The only way for them to hold on to the White House, and I think they know it, is to talk him into dropping out and running Hillary, and she's going to come in as the white knight and the savior of the United States of America.
Okay, I need to put in a few two cents worth into this. After reading The Creature from Jekyll Island and how the big banks started this New World Order idea, the next book I read was The Shadow Party and how close Hillary Clinton and George Soros are, and how Saul Alinsky and Cloward and Piven are all mixed up with those people. This is what I'm afraid of, that somehow they'll orchestrate that as Hillary to be the savior of the Democratic Party. For some reason, Obama's going to bow out. Something. That's what I'm afraid of.
Lloyd,
I'm sure that Herman Cain can beat the tar out of Obama.
Lloyd, I hope to God I'm wrong, and you're right that Obama
does run.
Because we can beat Obama. That is no problem. We can do it. It's going to take work, but we can beat him.
Tom, speak up, Tom. Tell me something, brother.
Yeah. No, first of all, Obama loves being in the White House too much to be gone. You know, he's not going to let go of that. And the Democrats know that. In order to field a Democrat, I know what you're saying, Dick, but in order to field somebody that's going to take him out, it would really tear up the party. And I don't know how much time they have. I was just looking forward to see when they would have to have a primary challenger in the race, what kind of date. But I think they're running out of time, and I don't think it'll happen. But if you want to make a little gentleman's bet here, we can bet $10 that I'll bet $10 that Obama's going to be the nominee for the Democrat Party come
November.
I'll
take your bet, and I say it's going to be Hillary.
Okay, there you go.
Hey, I'm in, guys, too.
Okay, you want some of that?
Because I just cannot imagine. I know that they are good. I don't think they're that good. I don't see how that they could dump Obama and get away from it. I mean, Obama has been the Messiah. He's been the best thing since sliced bread, the one we've been waiting for. And they're going to go and say, never mind.
Sliced bread is
hey,
right.
Where's Hillary?
Yeah. Well, they would be admitting they were wrong if they were to do something like that, and there's the last thing they want to do is admit that they're wrong. But listen, I know we're getting close to the debate, the GOP debate that's coming up here.
Good.
I just want to plug a couple things here before we go, and we're going to close out with one of your songs there, Lloyd. But that Florida Tea Party convention that's going to be in Daytona November 4th, 5th, and 6th, you can check it out by going to ttpnc.com. Of course, our special guest here tonight, been with us before, Lloyd Marcus. Go to lloydmarcus.com. And I know if you search for him on Facebook, if you're there, that you will find his Facebook page as well. And one last thing I want to throw out there. You know, our good friend Joan Flowers, we've talked about her and her father, that we want to get buried in Arlington. He is in an unmarked grave in Chicago. One of the things that she wanted me to reiterate is that President Bill Clinton promised her, personally promised her, that her father would be moved to Arlington and given a hero's grave, a burial that he deserved. And our President Bill Clinton didn't follow through on that. And we've got a now that we've actually got a black president and we've got this black World War II hero that's buried in an unmarked grave in Chicago, he's not willing to do anything either. So we want to keep the pressure on our elected officials, and we'll continue to follow the story and see what we can do to make something happen. But she was promised, and it never happened, and that was the Bill Clinton administration. So she wanted us to make that point, and that she continues to fight to get what she was told she would be able to do with her father. Okay, for tomorrow, remind us, Paula, who we've got on the show for tomorrow's special guest.
I believe it's Lori Farazenda.
Yeah,
I can remember Sarah. And she was an Iranian, an American woman held captive and brutalized in Iran. We see what's been going on in Iran, trying to enter our sovereign nation and blow up and kill an ambassador on our soil, and they're denying it, but we've got all the facts. I just want to throw a couple details out, and we'll ask Lori about some of these things tomorrow, but did you guys know that the feds in the last couple of years have caught and released 28 Iranians who have become fugitives? In other words, they were suspected of terrorist activity, then they let them go, and then they disappeared. Never showed back up. Now they violated their visas. And speaking of visas, the Obama administration has dished out, the State Department under the Obama administration, 4,453 diversity visas. I don't know what that means, diversity visas, to Iranian immigrants, guaranteeing them permanent resident status. 4,453. I wonder how many of them are former Republican Guard operatives. In any case, that's what our administration is doing for us. So, Lori, who has been there and seen that in Iran, she'll be on the show tomorrow night. And Paula, any last questions for our great guest, Lloyd Marcus, before we close out the show?
No questions, but a comment on how much I enjoyed listening to you, Lloyd, and I followed you while you were on your bus tour throughout the nation on Facebook, and you're a very passionate individual, and there should be more individuals such as yourself that are passionate about what they believe in, regardless of, you know, the color of the skin or what the thought process is. You keep on trucking, and you got people behind you.
Thank you, sister.
Well said. Well said, Paula, as usual. All right. I've decided the song, and we've closed out with this song before, but your song, Our Girls. And I chose this, Lloyd, because, one, I like the song, but, two, as I got involved in the Herman Cain campaign, I would say 50% of the top-level operatives in this campaign that have stepped up to the plate right away to get this thing going and create a structure that will support the thousands of people that we're getting emails from literally every day that want to jump in and help with this campaign are women. And so for somebody like Debbie What's-Her-Next-Lie Schultz, the Democrat national chairman and a continual fibber and liar, just like our president, to say that Republicans are sexist and treat women in some bad way or whatever, No, that is so, so far from the truth. And women,
oh, I know.
Well,
yeah. Oh, yeah. And just let me say this. You are absolutely right. Conservative women around the country are kicking butt and taking names. Those ladies who run that Jacksonville Tea Party, Billy Tucker and Kelly Scott, are awesome.
They are, and I'll tell you what, that's why you did the song, specifically
yeah.
because of that. And you and I and all of us have seen that from day one when this Tea Party grassroots effort just kind of sprung up. And as it's pressed on, we see that some of the most ardent, staunch conservatives in the Tea Party movement, in the conservative movement, in the Republican Party are women. We love them. They're
yeah.
fantastic. They make great leaders, and I'm inspired by all of them. And so here we go. We're going to close out the show. Lloyd, thanks for joining us. Paula, as always, thanks for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow night with Lori. And Dick, thanks for arranging, getting Lloyd on here tonight. And great to have you on again as usual. And here we go. Lloyd Marcus with Our Girls.
Good night, everybody.